5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Friday, everybody. Hope you're having a wonderful day. It's a beautiful day out there. And, man, there's so much going on. I'm going to have Senator Casey Murdoch on with me here in about, 12, 13 minutes. And I'm just having a conversation with him, but the main thing is we're talking about that open pasture law, HR something, I don't remember the number on it, that goes into law tomorrow, and we'll be talking about that. And all I can tell you about that, and I know there's some county commissioners that's going to really hate me when I say this, but I'm sorry, I don't know how else to get it out to them. So after Senator Murdoch and I talked today, and if you haven't seen it on social media yet on that bill that goes into effect tomorrow, it's called the open pasture deal. It's tomorrow. The day's the deadline. So only thing I can tell you is it's Friday, and some of the counties in the listening area, they're not open on Fridays because they work 10-hour days. But call your county commissioner, leave him a message, or send him a text message saying, hey, I want to do this. And you got the ball rolling that way. And because tomorrow's it. So there's a little bit of paperwork you got to fill out. But we'll talk about that more with Senator Murdoch. Let's check out some temperatures. 66 at Altus, 62 at Bessie, 62 at Cheyenne, home with a secret weapon, 57 at Slapout, Boise City. 50, not 65. Cherokee, you're 58 degrees, and out here in the panhandle of Texas, 60 degrees at Miami, 62 at Dozer, 66 at Odell, and Wellington, you're 62 degrees. All right, let's see what happened in our big old world of agriculture overnight. See if anything interesting going on. Always something going on. Wheat futures were lower in overnight trading as traders focused on ample global supply. Russian wheat production is now expected to reach 88 million metric tons. That's up from the projected 87.5 million. The USDA last month forecasted Russian output at 85 million metric tons. The International Grains Council last week raised its outlook for wheat output globally to 827 million tons, and that's up from the September forecast of 819 million. Ending stocks was seen by the AGC at 275 million metric tons versus 270 previous projected. Soybeans, meanwhile, retreated overnight, even after the U.S. and China agreed to a deal in which the Asian nation would purchase 12 million metric tons of the oil seeds this year and 25 million metric tons in each of the next 3 years. Investors who were long the market may have sold contracts and booked profits after prices surged to the highest level in 15 months on the news. Steel traders may be hesitant to push prices too high on the trade agreement until China starts making purchases from U.S. suppliers. Wheat futures for December delivery dropped overnight a nickel to 519 and a quarter a bushel, and Kansas City futures were down 6 1/4 to 506 and three quarters. Oh, by the way, I stopped by Prairie Fire last night here in Elk City to eat. I'm just going to tell you something. That's Kansas City. In the menu, it's called New York Strip. But that Kansas City strip that I had last night was wonderful. And I just wanted to tell you that Amy was in there, and she was my waiter, and she did a great job. But that strip was just mouthwatering, just melting your mouth last night. So on my way out, I ran into some friends of mine, and they're from the Canute area. And my little buddy Trapper, let's see if I get his last name right, because his daddy's Polish. So they got a lot of different valves or whatever they call it in his name, Valinsky. Anyway, it's Kephart's grandson. They were telling a story about they're going through the haunted house, and Trapper and Heather's friend Joe got separated, and they got into some room, and I guess something scared Trapper, and poor Trapper called out for his mommy. I thought you were tougher than that, Trapper, hanging around your grandpa, Dean Kephart. Come on, come around. But Amber thought it was cute, but anyway, he wanted his mommy. So we had to tell that. That was pretty good. But again, I went to Prairie Fire and had that steak last night. It was really good. Okay, let's see what else is going on in our big old world of agriculture. Drought levels in 11 state area that included Iowa, Illinois, the biggest producers of corn and soybeans in the U.S. receded in the last 7 days, according to the new drought monitor. About 34% of the region of Minnesota, Missouri, Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky were suffering from drought conditions. That's down from 36% a week earlier. So, frost advisory, freeze watches. It was 32 degrees at my house this morning, which I live down there in the bottom on the river, and there was frost on the grass this morning. There's a little air, not as cold as yesterday morning, but it is a little that what feed Sudan grass and stuff I had left standing when I got home yesterday afternoon, she was brown. It hammered it pretty hard yesterday morning. Saying here tonight, temperatures will fall in southern Missouri and southeastern Kansas to fall around 30 degrees. And northern Missouri, 25 degrees. Rainfall is expected today in southeastern South Dakota, northwestern Iowa, and southwestern Minnesota. So that's what's happening there. Well, today is the Wheeler General Store happy hour. But before we take a Wheeler General Store break, got a couple things coming up tonight. So let's start out with BigElkTV.com at Bridge Creek's coming to Elk City. And you spend your Halloween night playing, watching Elk City football. Kickoffs at 7. You can watch it live on BigElkTV.com, powered by the Bank of Western Oklahoma. And then out here at Merritt on ParagonTV.com, Crescent is visiting. And that starts at 7 o'clock, too, on Halloween. They got some big things going on out there to celebrate Halloween. And also, Merritt football on Paragon TV is powered by Bank of Western Oklahoma. Also, let's take a Wheeler General Store break. We'll be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more. So go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Oklahoma, do you need relief on your grocery bill? We've got you covered. 20 ribeyes for only $40 is back. Yes, 20 ribeyes for just $40 is happening right now, this weekend only, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, in Elk City in the parking lot of Britt's Liquor Loop on 20th Street. Enjoy crazy half-price bulk deals on steak, chicken, pork chops, and seafood. Stock up now at prices on meat you haven't seen since 2019. Bulk family party packs to fill your freezer, plus 20 ribeyes for $40 until sold out. 20 ribeyes for $40. huge truckload meat sale is going fast. Huge bulk deals on New York strips, fillets, mega ribeyes, gourmet smash burgers, plus chicken and seafood. 20 ribeye steaks for just $40. And fill your freezer with bulk deals while they last on premium steak, chicken, seafood, and pork. All payments accepted, cash, credit, debit, and EBT. Hurry out. The huge truckload meat sale won't last long. Happening right now, this weekend only, in Elk City in the parking lot of Brits Liquor Loop.
You farmers like saving money on stuff you gotta have? You can save instantly when you buy two or more eligible Bridgestone or Firestone ag tires at Blair Tire and Feed. Get $300 off all eligible AD2IF and VF radial tires and Bridgestone radials. Get $200 off all eligible non-AD2 radial tires. And get $25 off Destination Farm and Destination Turf. Blair Tire and Feed at the crossroads in Blair, Oklahoma. Save instantly on the tires you gotta have.
Trade in and save on Milwaukee Tools this month at NAPA. Trade in and save $250 on a 1-inch D-handle extension anvil high-torque impact wrench with one key. Trade in and save $100 on Milwaukee 3/4-inch, 1/2-inch, and 3/8-inch impact wrenches. Trade in and save $50 on Milwaukee ratchet kits. Trade in any professional brand competing impact wrench or ratchet, pneumatic or cordless. Trade in and save on Milwaukee Tools this month at NAPA in Oak City, Weatherford, and Hinton.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
XIT Auctions has a huge auction coming up Saturday, November the 8th, 5 miles north of Elk City, Oklahoma. The Lonigans are moving, selling 4 trailer loads of awesome furniture, household, shop tools, welding equipment, farm equipment, and much more. Saturday, November the 8th, the auction starts at 10 a.m. XITauctions.com for information or call me, Aubrey Latham, 393-4440. Saturday, November the 8th, north of Elk City, Oklahoma, XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Miami, Texas. 60 degrees, humidity's 30, the dew point's 28. Southeast winds at 13 with wind gust up to 17. 91 hundredths of an inch of rain in the month of October, and it looks like that's all you're going to get. No red flag or sub-freezing minutes. 8-inch soil temperature, 57 degrees. All right, let's check out the Central Crop Care out of Hobart. Grain market update. December, hang on here. That don't look right. Why is always messing with me? There we go. Come on. Pop up. Let's go. There we go. December corn, 431, up 1.5. March is 444, up 3/4. Soybeans for November, 1096, up 5.5. Soybean meal, December, 322.40, up 680. Soybean oil down again today at 48.63, down 102. And there's the wheat. December wheat, 520, up 7.75. March is 535, up 6.5. It looks like the meats are taking another hit today. Don't know why. We'll figure it out here shortly. December, live cattle, 227.92, down 317. February's 226.07, down 342. Feeders for November, 335.80, down 602. January, 328.80, down 542. And March is 323.70, down 552. Lean hogs are up for December, 81.15.032. Let's talk with Senator Casey Murdoch.
With me on the show today is Senator Casey Murdoch from up in the panhandle of Oklahoma, the exact town you're at. Remind me.
Phelps.
Yeah, that's
all the
right.
Way at the end of the panhandle.
Yeah, you're all the way at the very end down there. Senator Murdoch, thank you so much for joining me today. And we got a couple things we need to talk about. And first of all, how's things up there in the panhandle? How's the cattle doing? How's the crops doing?
Man, it's good. We have been blessed this year. It's a phenomenal year. The dryland milo looks irrigated. The corn is good. The wheat is good. The grass has been good. What worries me the most is I've gotten used to it. And, you know, when the good Lord decides to shut the faucet off, you never know in the panhandle when he's going to turn it back on. But it's good right now today.
How's the pheasants and crops looking in the quail?
you know, I haven't seen a whole lot of quail, but I'm starting to see pheasant. And you know, there for a while, you wouldn't see a pheasant. They were non-existent, and starting to see them again. So it's good.
Well, good. Well, there's I was going to ask you something. When we talked earlier, I was going to ask you something about Lake Optimum. Have you been by there lately? Is it full? Are people skiing and fishing yet?
You know, I've heard some rumors. They were trying to do some skiing, but the motor on the boat kept getting bogged down in mud. So,
that Lake Optimum, that's a great story forever. Because, you know, last year you guys were getting rain up there when we wasn't down here in central and southwestern Oklahoma. And I was giving all the listeners out of KWFX 100.1, I was giving them heck up there if they were fishing in that lake yet.
So, you know, out of all that rain they had last year, the only thing they accomplished was the wildlife department shut down some roads because people were getting stuck when they were going out there to their hunting spots.
Oh, yeah.
So they just shut it down because they were having to go in there and pull them out. It got muddy enough, people were getting stuck.
Oh, I got you. Well, hey, yesterday I noticed a post from Brayhaven, a good friend of mine and a good friend of yours, and I didn't know about this, but this state law that it goes in effect Saturday, what are they calling that? My brain just went dead.
Open range.
Yeah, open pasture range. What about that? What do you know about that?
Well, I found out about it yesterday also. Bray called me and said, hey, we got us a problem. It was a piece of legislation that passed 2 years ago. The intent is, it's a good intent. I'm going to go in this coming session and try to fix it. But the intent was good. It was for ranchers that had open ranges, that they had county roads that runs through their open range, and people just cross the cattle guard and go through their pasture, through a cattle guard and out their pasture. But they have cattle grazing, and, you know, cattle get on a road on these kind of situations. What the intent was to limit the rancher's liability if somebody ran in or hit one of their cattle, their
right.
cows.
Yep.
And, but they put a deadline on it, and, you know, you had to submit where these roads were to your county commissioner by November 1st, 2025. Now, they passed this bill 2 years ago, and I think people forgot about it, didn't think about it until, oh, crap, the deadline is Saturday. So we are, I'm trying to get out there. Bray had came up, you know, Bray's a superstar.
Oh, yeah.
And Bray came up with a template to get out so ranchers can fill out this template and get it to their county commissioners. I talked to some county commissioners in Woods County, and they are having actually a meeting tomorrow and doing a county resolution trying to help the ranchers out to get them taken care of. So, you know, we're working on this, but there is a template out there. I know on Facebook, Hands Off My Land has shared it because I sent it to them to ask them to share it on their on their page. If I haven't shared it because I was trying to get it all out there, I will share it on my page, a template that you can fill out and get it to your county commissioners.
Okay, great. And that'll be awesome. Yeah, because, you know, there's let's see, where was I working at? Either Wyoming? Yeah, I was working in Wyoming. And, you know, they've got cattle guards on highways up there and signs out, cattle grazing and stuff like that, so they don't have to build all those miles and miles of fences. And,
right. And you know, at $15,000 to $20,000 a mile to build fence, you're talking about a lot of expense to these ranchers if they can't have this open range. If they have to, and that's not the biggest case is, what if your water source is on the west side of the road and you got to fence that road off and that east side of your road doesn't have any water on it?
Exactly.
There's, it could be a big deal.
Yeah, it can be a huge deal. And and this is only for county roads, though. This has nothing to do with state highways or anything like that, correct?
Right. Well, so we do, and the first thing I thought about, in Cimarron County going to Lake Etling, there's a state road that's open range. Going when you turn off the Kenton Highway to go to the Lake Etling, you cross the cattle guard, and it's open range, and that's a state highway. But there are signs there. But no, this piece of legislation is about county roads.
Right. Okay. Good. And so, if everybody who's listening to the show today, Senator Murdoch is going to share that on his page to get that template. And who else did you say had it on their Facebook page?
Hands Off My Land.
Right. Yep.
And that is that's a rural Oklahoma advocacy group.
Yep.
They are anything rural, they kind of talk about and address. And so, and I asked them, I called their people and said, hey, can you push this out? Because we need to get this out as fast as we can. So I know I saw it on their page before I left Oklahoma City.
What, you said something about, the next session, trying to help out. What's your plans? What are you going to try to do with it? The next session kind of,
So the first, I say the first thing, but the first thing I thought about what we need to do is strike that deadline date. So I'm going to do that. But after talking with the commissioners in Woods County, they were concerned about absentee landowners. And what if we can't get a hold of absentee landowners? And, I hadn't even thought about it. But I'm going to probably, and I'll need to talk with Senate lawyers on how we can do this, but the landowner or the tenant can submit this and allow the lessee to be able to submit this
right
also.
And I read somewhere in this law that it says you have to own the land on both sides of the road. This wasn't going to be one of these buddy deals or something like this. You had to own the land on both sides of the county road.
Well, yes, and I need to look at that. Now, I might address it, but I had some people call me and say, there may be a fence on the right side of the road, but then it's open on the left side, so that's still open range, even though there's a fence there, but cattle can still access the road. And there's still a threat of them getting hit by a car. I'm going to add that. I'm going to fix that also in the statute.
Okay, that'll work out good. Hey, a lot of people probably doesn't know this, but you're the chairman you're the Senate Ag Chair for State of Oklahoma. What's going on in our big ag world that you'd like the listeners to know about what's happening in State of Oklahoma?
Well, for the State of Oklahoma, it's pretty quiet. We're an ag state and we love our ag, so it's pretty easy. We don't have any hot subjects, but the big deal is this cattle market right now. And I think if you look at the fundamentals, we're going to be okay. I think what we've seen this last week were knee-jerk reactions of what President Trump had said, and I think our fundamentals are good, and we're going to come back. I think we saw, these traders in Chicago run the board. I mean, they only make money if the board's moving, and so they want that board to move. I think we need to just take a deep breath, and it's going to be better because the fundamentals are on our side.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the supply and demand. I mean, that's the key two words of the whole mess. No matter what they think in Chicago or in Washington, supply and demand, it's there. I mean, the demand for beef is at an all-time high. Our beef is so much better nowadays than it was 30 years ago, and everybody wants it.
It is, and we've done a great job. Our ranchers have done a great job in raising beef, and it's because of droughts. And living in the Panhandle, I've been through my fair share of droughts. But every time we have a drought, and you don't sell your whole herd, you start calling, okay, I need to sell some cows, I don't have the grass. where have I got rid of their whole, through the droughts that's crossed our country over the last 20, 25 years, they sold those sorry cows, kept their good cows, and we've really cleaned our genetics up. There are really, really good cows out there now and good genetics, and so the American rancher has the premier beef in the world, and it is the best. And I'm not afraid of competition. I'd like to see, probably one thing you'll see that we will run is a labeling bill. I'd like to do a cool bill. There was a member of the Ag Committee asked me last night, what do you think about Oklahoma doing country of origin labeling? I'm like, I'm for your deal. We're going to push legislation against fake meat. So we'll try to do some, banning fake meat in the state. I know Montana has. There's like seven other states have already ran and passed this legislation on banning fake meat. I've never had any, and I accidentally got some. I was in Washington, D.C. 3 weeks ago, and they had kind of a buffet thing, and there was 80 legislators from Oklahoma there, and I just kind of went down the buffet and kind of got some stuff, and there was a couple guys at the table was kind of giggling because I'm kind of the beef guy at the Capitol. And they're like, what do you think about that hamburger? I'm like, I hadn't had any yet. He goes, that's beyond beef. That's fake meat. I'm like, what? Well, I tried some of it. Like I said, I'm not afraid of this stuff was nasty. I don't know how people, it tasted like greasy cardboard. It was nasty. I'm not afraid of the competition. We'll probably see some bills banning fake meat run through the Ag Committee. Hopefully we can get it done. Last year we had some bills. I'm a free market guy. I don't think the government should be in there banning anything. I think let the free market competition reign. But when I saw these other states doing it, I'm like, yeah, we probably need to do it because I don't want beef to get in the same position that our dairy producers are with almond milk.
Right.
I've never driven by an almond dairy. I've seen some almonds. I don't see any teats on an almond. So, but they call it almond milk, and I am sure back when they started doing that, the dairy people really wished they probably would have trademarked and got that stopped. And I think for our beef industry, we need to ban the term. Ban the fake meat. If you want to put it out there, you can put it out there, but you cannot call it beef. You can't call it meat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because, I was in the military for about 12 years, and, we had the MREs, and we had the dehydrated pork patties and the dehydrated hamburger patties and this and that. And it's not really fake, but it's not really real, if that makes sense. And the only reason why I ate it, because I had to. So, but that fake meat, yeah, I hope you guys get that done. I want us to be one of those states is like, don't bring that here. Labeled as meat. Don't do it. It's beef.
That is going to be one of my priorities this coming session.
Oh, that's awesome.
Get that stopped.
Yeah, and that'd be great. I wish you the best with that. I bet it won't be no problem to get done in the state of Oklahoma. And
it shouldn't, but I tried to push it last year and didn't get it done. And there was someone that flew in from out of state. I don't know who it was. They wouldn't tell me. But I was talking to the floor leader to try to get it heard, and she goes, And I don't know who it was, so I think we've got some momentum. I showed the floor leader in the interim. These other states have done it, so it's not something that's just crazy, and I think we can get it done.
Great. So back to you on your personal side up there on the ranch. What kind of cattle do you run?
Angus. I have Angus. So I've got... probably more than I need of registered Angus cow herd, having a registered herd is, there's a lot to it.
And yes.
Anybody that's got registered cattle, it's a lot of paperwork. And I'm just gone so much. It's hard to handle, but, I was selling some bulls, and I've kind of just been rebuilding my herd through going through all these droughts, getting my numbers back up, and I've just been saving heifers and saving bulls and for myself.
Right.
But yeah, it's all Angus.
Okay, so another personal question. I'm not putting you on the spot with this question. I hope so. So with your cattle operation, do you take parts or all to the sale barn, or do you follow yours all the way through the feedlot with some AMEs?
So I up until I think last year, I contracted them and I weaned them 45 days and sold them. Prior to that, I'd take them all the way through, gate to the plate. I put them in Cactus's feed yard all the way through. And, you know, the reason I did it is I've invested a lot of money in my genetics, and I didn't want the middle guy to realize my good genetics. So I took them all the way through, and I realized the good gains. I realized the kill sheet, the premiums on harvesting them. I guess that's the correct term to use.
Yes.
Harvesting them.
Yep.
So I wanted to realize in the profits all that investment that I made on my genetics on my cow herd. I didn't want to just give that away to somebody buying them at the sale barn. But last year, the price of calves got so, I mean, we all knew what they were last year, and this year it's even better. I'm like, I'm gonna take my profit right now, and I went ahead and contracted them, and I weaned them 45 days, and put them on a truck and sold them. I forwarded and contracted them.
Cool. I try to ask that question to people that come on the show that are cattle producers, because it's I don't know, it's just kind of cool to me to listen to the way different people. Do some people, they take them right off the mamas, take them to the sale barn. Some people wean them 45 to 60 days, and they either take them to the sale barn or they contract them to somebody else. And then you got some people that just follow it all the way to the processor, and it's just cool to listen to people talk about how they do stuff.
Well, you know, and I've been in the cattle business all my life, and I remember one time I was talking to an old timer, and I started out just ran yearlings, and you know, buying weighing 400 pounds, selling weighing 800 pounds, and I was talking to a guy that was feeding fat cattle, and he goes, you know, feeding cattle is kind of like being addicted to cocaine. You got your highs and you got your lows, and sometimes it just takes all your money away. And when I started feeding my cattle, I liked it. It's addicting. And
oh, yes.
Now, you know, the last couple of years I haven't done it, and I'm kind of like, I need to start doing this again, because I don't know whether it's risky, but I don't know if it's the risk, the adrenaline, or just seeing that product that I made all the way through.
Oh, you know, yes. I agree with you 100%. Just like today, I went out to check the water at my place out here, West Elk City, on one of the places I take care of some cattle for some other people. And I've had these cows, this will be their fourth calf, and I don't have them named by no means. Some of them's got names at certain times, but they I walked through there and was just looking at them. I actually, if somebody would have had a drone on me that had caught me talking to the cows, like, what have you guys been doing today? Because they were all laying around today because the wind's been howling two whole days. So they were just sitting there soaking in the sun and chilling today. It was kind of fun.
Yeah, that's my cows have some names on certain days.
Yes, that was pretty good. Well, Senator Murdoch, thanks for coming on and talking about the open pasture range roads and stuff like that. And if you get any updates on that, you have my number. Shoot me a text, and I'll update all the listeners on it. And I wish you safe travels and good luck with banning that beef next year, that fake meat.
Well, I appreciate it. I'd like to say one more thing.
Sure.
The other Bray put it on the AFR's website, that template of what you can fill out and turn into your county commissioner. So that's another place it's at, is on AFR's website.
Oh, cool.
AFR's Facebook page.
Right. I'll get that, and I'll share it on our page. And, yes, that'd be great, because, I don't know personally know of anybody that's going to do that. I know some people that's got that right now. And, you know, when you drive through the Taylor Ranch, that's private on both sides. And so that's something similar to it.
Yep.
So
yeah,
if you ever need anything, you got my number and give me a shout. And I appreciate you taking time out of your day to talk with us.
Well, you are welcome. And same thing. If you ever want me on or you have any questions, this is my cell phone. Best way to get a hold of me. So just give me a call.
Okay. Well, you have a safe evening.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
All right, bye. That's Senator Casey Murdoch from up there in the far west end of the Oklahoma Panhandle, and talking about some different things. It was good to talk to him. Let's take a Wheeler General Store break, and we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
Valley Center pivots are the most durable and reliable you can find. But when you do need replacement parts, your operation deserves the best. Valley Genuine Parts. Knutson Irrigation has been serving growers since 1981. And their experienced service technicians stand behind every part in their fully stocked warehouse. They also service other pivot brands. So when you need fast service and reliable parts, you need Knutson Irrigation. Call them for service or visit KnutsonIrrigation.com for more info.
Need to dig it? Then it's time to rent it. But call 811 first, and then head on over to DJ's Rentals and Sales and let their knowledgeable staff help you get it started. Whether it's a backhoe, a post-hole digger, a mini excavator, or a skid steer that you need to help make that job a little easier. You can find them all and more at DJ's Rentals and Sales, 911 South Main Street in Elk City. Text them on the text line at 580-799-7214. Find and follow them on Facebook. And don't forget to call 811 first.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. Winter is right around the corner. Don't wait to secure the best nutrition for your herd. Call now to book your winter contracts for cattle feed, including our premium Mix 30 liquid feed. Give your cattle the edge this season and make sure they stay healthy during the cold winter months. Call us or stop by today here at SEI Agritech in Elk City for all of your feed needs. Follow us on Facebook for updates and more information.
We feel like we want to be good stewards of our depositors' money. It's what keeps Community Bank going for as long as it has. This bank's seen it all. Starting 1901, you've seen a few droughts. You've seen some market crashes. Oil and gas come and go a few different times, you know, from the 50s to the 80s to the 20-teens. And we're here. We never sit there and go, oh man, I hope our doors are going to be open tomorrow. We're going to be there. There's no doubt in my mind.
I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, October 24th. 1,845 head were sold. 8 head of steers at 419 brought 465. 10 at 620 brought 364. 14 at 629 brought 367. 8 at 656 brought 362. 11 at 740 brought 330. 3 at 757 brought 295. 14 head of heifers at 410 brought 405. 6 at 533 brought 370. 3 at 557 brought 350. 9 at 572 brought 330. 5 at 598 brought 317.50. 4 at 614 brought 317.50. 10 at 734 brought 301. Butcher cows were 58 to 170. Butcher bulls 76 to 199. Bred cows 1400 to 3800. Pairs brought 2400 to 4100. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Buffalo, Oklahoma. Here is your northwestern Oklahoma ag weather update. 58 degrees, dew points 39, humidity is 48. The winds are out of the east, northeast at 5. 1.42 inches of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 53 degrees. Sunset at 6:44. Mostly sunny or cloudy today, 64.
mostly cloudy and 37 tonight. And tomorrow, going to chill down a little bit. 57 degrees, but mostly sunny. I see I'm looking on social media during the break there, and lots of people are stripping cotton today, getting that going. More people are thrashing peanuts. So busy world out there. You guys pay attention out there on the roads with equipment moving around and stuff like that. We're headed, let's see, Candace and I are headed to Cheyenne, America today after the show. We're going up there to the OSU Extension office and handing them one of the checks, the four checks we're giving out from the money made from the Today and Ag Golf Tournament and sponsored by Wheeler Dental Store. We got Wheeler County, Texas, Roger Mills, Beckham, and Washtenaw County all going to get a little donation to the 4-H program from that golf tournament. So that's exciting. So to break that, that house bill, let me redo this here, is House Bill 2986 that goes in effect tomorrow. So more of it, it's not a must for some landowners. It's an option. But so what it is, it says, attention livestock owners, an important sign-up period closes today that may impact you. If you have livestock on land that has a county-maintained road running through it, cattle guards on both ends at egress and ingress, same landowner on both sides of the fence, no fencing along either side of the road, you may qualify for an open roads destination. To begin process, contact your county commissioner today and request to apply. You will have to pay for the signage, continue to maintain the cattle guards, and notify the county annually of the road, how's going. The reason this is important is because of liability protection relative to your livestock. So that's one of the reasons. It's not a must, it's an option, but, you know, you got people, well, I'm just going to use the one that I know the best in my head right now, that's closest to it, is the Taylor Ranch. You know, when you drive through there, it's a county-maintained road, but they post speed limits through there and all that good stuff, and it's open range through there. There's very few spots fenced along that road. So that's one of the things they're looking for. But if you're signed up in this program, that helps you with your liability if somebody was to hit one of your cows. Because no matter what people say, Oklahoma is not an open range state. It is fence state, or however they say that. But it's not an open range state. No matter what you hear, it's not. I promise you. So that's one I just wanted to get there for you. All right, let's see what else we got going on here. I thought this was kind of interesting. I seen it on Successful Farming on one of their updates and emails this morning. But companies that reached a century of doing business are uncommon. Some sources estimate only 0.5%, but 0.5% have what it takes. In 2025, Caterpillar joined Coca-Cola, Harley-Davidson, John Deere, UPS, amongst others, in the Century Club. Currently headquartered in Irving, Texas, Caterpillar manufactures construction and mining equipment, diesel and natural gas engines, industrial gas turbines, and diesel electric locomotives at locations around the world. I don't know if anybody got to see it, but over the week, I think it was last Friday, they had a big celebration wherever, probably down in Texas somewhere, where they had this little dozer pop over this hump and people was watching. And just as that dozer hit the pile of dirt it was going to push down, here come the big ladies. And they come over that hump, every size. I don't know if that was 10, 11, whatever that was, size caterpillar. They had two of them, and they pushed this big mound down, and they had them all the way down to probably the D2 or D3 dozers. It was pretty cool. If you get a chance, Google Caterpillar 100. Year anniversary. It was pretty cool. However, the global company we know today began with two California companies, Holt Manufacturing Company and the CL Best Tractor Company. The Holt brothers were incorporated on January 7th, 1892 in San Francisco to sell lumber and iron. 4 days later, papers were filed to incorporate the Holt Manufacturing Company with three Holt brothers, Charles, Benjamin, and Frank. G.H. Callie and G.L. Dickerson listed as directors. Business, the Stockton Wheel Company, was created in Stockton, California, to build wheels for Holt Brothers. During its first year, Stockton Wheel Company produced 6,000 wagon wheels and 5,000 carriage bodies. Benjamin and Charles eventually bought out their brother. Charles focused on the business operations and business, and Benjamin took on the manufacturing. In the late 1800s and early 1900s, steam-powered farm machinery was rapidly replacing horse-drawn equipment, and the Holts capitalized on that trend by converting horse-drawn combines to run on steam. By the early 20th century, Holt Manufacturing was the leading manufacturer of combine harvesters in the United States and the leading California-based manufacturer of steam traction engines. Pretty cool. Benjamin saw a need for technological advancements in farm machinery and pushed the Holt Manufacturing Company into farm equipment business. He produced a horse-drawn link bill combine harvester in 1883, which allowed cutting and thrashing grain to be complete in a single mechanical operation. I have a real picture at my house of my grandpa and some other people in Roger Mills County with one of these. It's a pretty cool picture, and it was taken back in the early 1890s. Original picture is pretty cool. This increased farmers' productivity and cut labor nearly in half. The company's first combine harvester came to the market in 1886 and had a 14-foot cutting bar and required 18 horses to pull. The largest combine it would go on to manufacture had a 50-foot long cutting bar and took a team of 40 horses. For comparisons, the widest combine headers available today are around 60 foot, with the average farmer using around a 40-foot header. As steam power became more popular, Holt experimented with a steam tractor he called Old Betsy. It was 24 foot long, developed 60 horsepower from a single cylinder engine, and could burn wood, coal, or oil. When filled with 675 gallons of water, the machine weighed 48,000 pounds. While farmers and loggers loved these tractors for their efficiency, their weight became a problem in the soft earth around Stockton, where they were manufactured. To combat sinking into the ground, Holt tried to explain the size and width of the wheels, but that proved complex and difficult to maintain. He ended up developing a workable track laying system, replacing the wheels on a 40 horsepower Holt steamer. Number 77 was a set of wooden tracks bolted to chains. He successfully tested the new design on Thanksgiving Day, 1904. One report of the event had photographer Charles Clements viewing the image of the tracks rolling through the field and claiming they looked like a caterpillar. The name stuck, and Holt began producing track tractors under the Caterpillar name, which he trademarked in 1911. His first production model had dual track frame, 30 inches high by 42 inches wide by 9 feet long, and sold for $5,500. Over the next decade, more than 2,000 Caterpillar crawlers were sold in more than 20 countries. Let's take a break. We'll be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Hey folks, this is EJ Gredeman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma. Or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
Oklahoma, do you need relief on your grocery bill? We've got you covered. 20 ribeyes for only $40 is back. Yes, 20 ribeyes for just $40 is happening right now, this weekend only, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, in Elk City in the parking lot of Britt's Liquor Loop on 20th Street. Enjoy crazy half-price bulk deals on steak, chicken, pork chops, and seafood. Stock up now at prices on meat you haven't seen since 2019. Bulk family party packs to fill your freezer, plus 20 ribeyes for $40 until sold out. 20 ribeyes for $40. Huge truckload meat sale is going fast. Huge bulk deals on New York strips, fillets, mega ribeyes, gourmet smash burgers, plus chicken and seafood. 20 ribeye steaks for just $40. And fill your freezer with bulk deals while they last on premium steak, chicken, seafood, and pork. All payments accepted, cash, credit, debit, and EBT. Hurry out, the huge truckload meat sale won't last long. Happening right now, this weekend only, in Elk City in the parking lot of Britt's Liquor Loop.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Next spring, you'll fire up the tractor, turn the earth, plant the seed, and be on your way to another harvest. If you take care of your tractor right now. Before you put it up, do the maintenance so you'll be ready to go next spring. Everything you need to keep your tractor performing is at Camrock Supply. All the grease and hydraulic fluids and filters. All the nuts and bolts, all the tire patches. All the stuff is at Camrock Supply. All of it. Next to Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City. When it's time, make sure your tractor is ready to go.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Lone Wolf America, here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. Currently at 69 degrees, dew point's 31, humidity's 25%. Winds are out of the southeast at 14 miles an hour, 37 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. In the last 10 days, three-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 59 degrees. And what else we got going there? Sunset at 6:44. Increasing clouds in 71 today, 44 for mostly cloudy tonight. And tomorrow, a whopping 64 degrees and northeast winds 9 to 13 miles an hour. Okay, let's finish this up. This is a really cool deal with the Caterpillar here. With a desire to grow his ag business, Holt began looking to the Midwest. A recently built factory in East Peoria, Illinois was available and purchased by Holt's company in 1909. The Holt Caterpillar Company was incorporated on January the 12th, 1910 in California and Illinois, and the tractors began production in both states. By 1912, the Illinois factory employed 625 people and had exported tractors across North America and South America. Clarence C.L. Best began working with his father's company, and he's the one that had the C.L.'s Best Tractor Company, Best Manufacturing in Stockton, California, until it was bought out by Holt Manufacturing in 1908. In an effort to resolve a patent infringement lawsuit in 1910, Best formed his own company, named it after himself, the C.L. Best Traction Company, later renamed C.L. Best Tractor Company. Best designed a track-style tractor in the early 1910s. His track layer design was nearly an exact copy of Holt's crawler and had a conventional wheel on the front, using two-setter and crawling wheels on the back. His most popular tractor was a 60 horsepower produced beginning in 1919 called the CL Best 60 track layer. It was powered by a four-cylinder overhead valve gasoline engine with a whopping 60 horsepower at the belt and 35 horsepower at the drawbar, and it weighs around 20,500 pounds. Hell, that's more than my 4960. Following the merger between Holt and Best Companies in 1925, they were creating the Caterpillar. They become together. They both become together, Holt and Best Companies, and that's who made Caterpillar what they are today. 12 years of production, 18,938 units. And then the war came. World War I. You guys have a great weekend. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust in Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma.